At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Morenci, rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Dimple Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between. Sunday, Bloody Sunday has begun. Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the loudest station in the nation. Let's do this thing as the Kansas City Chiefs have won their fifth consecutive football game, as evidently the demise of the Kansas City Chiefs was a little bit premature. Is their offense explosive now? No. But have they won five football games in a row? Yes. 22-9 final score. We cashed the ticket. With the Kansas City Chiefs, and we cashed a ticket to the under as well in a football game that never threatened the total. Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens, a wild one. As a Big Ben Roethlisberger reports are, the Big Ben, this will be his final season, and the Pittsburgh Steelers were in a must-win situation today. The Baltimore Ravens laying 4.5 points. It was a crazy game. Baltimore scored basically with no time left on the clock and decided to go for the win. It could have went to overtime. They went for the win. And, you know, quite frankly, Andrews was open. Lamar Jackson got a little bit rushed throwing the football, and he threw it too fast. Like, he threw a fastball, but he was only a couple of yards away type of deal, right? It was a two-point conversion, and he threw it with some heat, and it was just too much for Andrews to handle. 20-19 final score. Pittsburgh still alive, barely, but they're still in this thing. Harbaugh, after the football game, basically conceded that the reason, because listen, you've got Tucker, right? You've got Justin Tucker as your kicker. You had momentum. You scored late, and I wouldn't have gone for two. It's easy for people to sit around and say, "Oh, go for two, go for the win." Yeah, whatever. All right, you're not the coach. You're not the one that's going to get fired. All right. You've got 53 guys to think about, not just your ego and stuff in that moment. And you got to think, is it the best move for me to go for two here? Or do I have this or that? What are my chances? And I would have just kicked the extra point. When you've got the greatest kicker in NFL history, I'll take my chances going to overtime because whatever, if I get to midfield, this guy can give me 3 points in OT. But Harbaugh said after, and that's the whole thing, when people watch games and we watch sports, and you know what, in life, we don't know what the real truth is ever. There's always a reason for something, right? So a lot of people go, "Oh, Harbaugh's a gambler and he's going for it." Whatever, he said after the fact, he didn't have any defensive backs left. He said we were depleted. We were out of bodies in our secondary, so I thought it was just best to just try to win it here. So there was the reasoning behind what Harbaugh did. 2019 final score. Rams get back on track. 37-7, they beat down the Jacksonville Jags. Crazy game in Vegas as well. Wasn't the most glamorous game, but it was a pretty interesting game. It was a pretty good game. And the Raiders have a lot of grit, man. Say what you will about this team. I mean, you want to talk about a depleted roster. The Raiders are depleted. They show a lot of moxie. They show a lot of grit. Ultimately, they lost 17-15. And didn't Washington just beat Seattle 17-15? Back-to-back 17-15 wins. The late night Tiger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, the D-gens, and everybody else in between. It's Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Let's do this thing. There's a lot of stuff to unpack. Of course, week 13 of the National Football League. And we've got college football, Monday Night Football, Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots. A big-time game. First place on the line in the AFC Eastern Division. Detroit Lions win today. They win their first football game in dramatic fashion on the final play of the game. There was a lot of games that came down to the final play today, and this was one of them. Detroit win for the first time, 29-27, over the visiting Minnesota Vikings, who aren't really done yet. But they're getting close to being there. They've got a big game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who managed to win. Big Ben Roethlisberger, there's been talk about retirement after season's end. And Big Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers find a way of beating a Baltimore Raven team who really are struggling, the Ravens. You know, they're not as good as their record says they are, but your record is, you know, it is what it is. But are the Ravens the best team in the AFC right now? No. But the Cincinnati Bengals do what the Bengals do. They build your hopes up, and then they let you down. Cincinnati could have had an opportunity to move into first place. And what happens? They get absolutely smashed. The back-and-forth and erratic Chargers were the good Chargers today. It's good Charger, bad Charger. Good Bengal, bad Bengal. Chargers, 41-22, when it was all said and done. You know, there's going to be a lot of talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, and they've now won 5 games in a row, and you're going to want to throw up by the time they kick off tomorrow night on how many times you hear the words Mac Jones over the next less than 24 hours time, and we'll break down Monday Night Football. But you notice people aren't talking about, you know, the team that's the 10-2 right now. The Arizona Cardinals, 33-22 winners against the Chicago Bears. We'll break it down. We'll recap the day. We'll rip the players that cost us. We'll praise the players that lit it up. And we'll get into the college football playoffs, as well as the Final Four is set. Alabama and Cincinnati.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Bama lay 14 points to the Bearcats. This game is at Jerry's World in Texas. Meanwhile, the Michigan Wolverines are getting 7.5, getting no respect. The Big Ten champion Michigan Wolverines getting 7.5 against the choke artist known as the Georgia Bulldogs.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. SiriusXM Channel 159, a Mightier 1090. Sports Byline, Sports Map, Armed Forces Radio Networks. We're kicking it. Shout out to all of our apps and everybody else in between. So let's unpack the National Football League. We're obviously fired up for the college football playoffs, and don't worry, we'll get to the Michigan Wolverines. But let's break down what just happened first, and we'll get into the college football playoff rankings, get you caught up to date with all the bowl games. We've got point spreads for the bowl games. We got Dave Sharapan, longtime odds maker, is going to join us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, in Level 2. Babano, just getting back from the Eastern Division Final today in the CFL, Hamilton and Toronto. And check out my Twitter, at SportsRage. And shout out to Shano for sending me the link to the video. So, Toronto Argonauts play the Hamilton Tiger Cats today. CFL football, winner goes to the championship game. It's the oldest rivalry in North America, these two teams. All right, like, they don't like each other. The fans don't like each other. Like, it's, like, real. And so, Hamilton wins. It's in Toronto. And there's a video. So, after the game, basically, anybody's been to the stadium before, it's where the Argonauts play. It's also the home of TFC and the MLS. It's a nice stadium. But it's kind of crazy how close you are to the players when they go into their room. Like, basically, you know what I mean? They put, like, there's a bunch of cops standing around, and they have, like, you know, sort of like a fence, you know, just sort of the parking type of, you know what I mean? There's not much, or there's tape or whatever. And the players walk by, and the fans are pretty close. So after the game, when the Argos are walking off the field, I don't know. I think somebody, word is online, is that the Tiger Cat fans spat beer on the Argo players. So one of the Argo players ventured into the crowd, except kind of like, not in the stands, but like kind of in the concourse type thing, like way away from where he should be, right? Like, so the player followed somebody, like, you know, he hopped over a barrier type thing and followed a fan and sort of yelled at a bunch of fans. He said, "Yo, come on." Like, he constantly said, "What are you going to do?" And some fan came over to him. So some guy said, "All right," came over, and the guy in the Argos punched the guy in the face. The guy, the football player, punched the fan, except the fan didn't stop. I think it freaked the player out. That, like, I don't know if the player thought he was going to drop him. Like, it was like a Mouse in a Palace deal. So the player, like, swings at the fan. He's wearing the helmet and everything, man, right? He swings. He kind of grazed the fan. He kind of missed, but he took it, you know, he swung wildly at the fan. The fan sort of got rocked, but the fan came running back at him, and he sort of backed up. But when he backed up, like, the rest of the team showed up. There was one dude, number 18, sort of came in and just shoved him against the wall. And then, if you watch, like I said, go to my Twitter, at SportsRage. Look at number 69, man, on the Argos. He's a big dude, man. Number 69 comes running in after, and it's like, oh boy, this is really going to get ugly now. And because the Argos just lost, they were pissed off, and then you got this Hamilton fan. He's decked out in Hamilton gear fighting with them. And basically, there's two parts to the video. There's the first part of the player going into the concourse, and then the rest of the team, like, climbing over a wall to join them. And then there's a video of the cops basically, like, roughing the guy up pretty good. The guy seemed to resist arrest, I'll tell you that. Like, this is no police abuse. I hope they beat the living crap out of him, to be honest. You know, you're spitting beer on players after the game. You're lucky the cop showed up. Because basically, like I said, the first guy, Edwards, that threw the punch, he did back up after. But you saw number 18 came in and just sort of, like, he sort of de-escalated it by just sort of shoving the guy against the wall. And then you saw, like, Buddy wanted more. And then the cops showed up. The cops were kind of, like, scattered and slow to the scene. The cops were there. But then after, like, you know, one of those deals, like, the cops piled on. Like, the last part of the video, there's basically, like, 10 cops, like, on top of them. But then you sort of notice it kept moving. Like, the pile was moving. Like, he definitely resisted. And he's definitely going to get the crap kicked out of him by the Toronto Police Department. They're not above, like, beating you up if you give them a chance to. So they're not above, like, this guy, you know, all right, buddy, you're a big Ticat fan. You went to the game. You could have just went home and enjoyed yourself after the game, and instead now you're in jail. I guarantee you this guy's still in the cell right now. They can only hold him for 24 hours, so it's going to depend on what a jerk he is. It's going to depend on his level of jerkdom. But considering this is all over the news now, and like everybody's picking this up, it's going to be all, you guys will see it. Like, you know, like I say, go to my Twitter, but it's going to pop up everywhere. It's popping up now everywhere. People are like, oh my God, it really is a crazy video. Like there's a moment though, it's disappointing because I wanted to see the entire team kill this guy, right? I really did. I was like, oh God. And you see the video and you see like the basically what it was is the old line got there. It starts off and it's like wide receivers. And then it got to the point like the offensive line arrived. And once the old line arrived, like even the cops were a little flipped out. Like, you know, I watched the video a bunch of times. It's one of those deals you got to soak it in like 22 times to notice every little nuance of it. But it is pretty funny. You see one of the cops telling these two massive dudes, hey, we got this. It's under control. Because they wanted to go stomp on the guy. Yeah, it's a good video. It's a good video. So a great cup game. Championship is set next week. It's going to be on, it's on ESPN2. 6 o'clock Eastern, ESPN2. Winnipeg Blue Bombers lay 4.5 points to the Hamilton Tiger Cats. So I wasn't planning on talking about the CFL so early in the show, yet this video is just so damn wild. You've got to check it out. I'm not like exaggerating. It really is one of those, oh my God. Like, you know, we all see videos and fan fights, but it's different. Like the player, like he's literally like, you know, fans are leaving the stadium and there's like tons of fans everywhere. And there's like a player who hops over and sort of like joins the fans and starts yelling at the fans. Yo, where are you going? What are you going to do? And then this nut job like appears like, I don't know, like it seemed like the guy that the player was yelling at. Like, he was yelling at people, like, come here type thing. He was trying to bait them in towards the team. But it didn't seem like it was the guy in the yellow that started it all. He just seemed to want some, right? He just said, yeah, you're calling us out. I'll go, right? Like, he sort of showed up from, I think it flipped Edwards out, because that's the thing. And listen, it's going both ways. People are saying, you know, why did Edwards throw a punch and then run away? I think he realized after he threw the punch, like, yeah, this isn't a good idea, right? I don't think he was scared. The guy's got, like, a helmet on. He's decked out. He was bigger than the fan was. And not to mention, number 18, his buddy was right there, and his buddy was even bigger, and his buddy, you could tell, was really not playing around. He just shoved the guy against the wall right away, like, hey, screw it. Like, he just came in. And the rest of the team was coming in. I think Edwards realized, because the thing is, if you're the player, you can't be in the concourse after of a game, man. Like, you're going to start a riot, and you nearly did. You nearly did. But I wasn't going to say you started a riot, but it's you basically, like, you watch the video. Like, things got pretty crazy. But, like, that's the type of thing you get kicked out of the league for. So I think he was very smart to back off. Like, seriously, because what's he going to do? Hey, what's he going to do? Start racking the fan's head against the wall? Like, there's a concrete wall there, too, right? I know that, so I know exactly.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
where they were. Like, what's he going to do? You know what I mean? Like, he took the punch, and then I think he realized this is crazy, and this guy's coming at me now, and this is going to turn into something big, and I'm going to get arrested. Because honestly, he wasn't supposed to be where he was. Let's just call that out for what it is. It's like, yeah, the fan was crazy, but it's like, yeah, bro. Like, if what are you doing, like, chasing fans into the concourse for? This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
By expert analysis and experience. It's called trust.
It's why we're here.
For you. Keep it here and get the edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, look! There's a big crowd. Welcome us back, even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football. Let's see if you can catch a rock.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust him, and everybody else in between. All right. It's Sunday, bloody Sunday. Let's talk some NFL football. We're going to get into the college as well. I'm fired up for the college. We're going to go through all the bowl games, point spreads, and everything else in between and talk about how great Michigan are. But we've got time to do that. I believe it's 25 days and counting. So National Football League Sunday, there's always the good, the bad, the ugly. There's always the who ruined your Sunday. We did not have a bad day today, and in fact, we had a million winners. I didn't win as much money as I would like due to some sloppy in-game betting. So for me, who ruined my Sunday is the San Francisco 49ers and Jimmy G. But shame on me for buying in. You know, Seattle are not a good team right now, but they're a wounded animal, and I was a little concerned. They're playing, you know what I mean? They're playing with house money now. Like, their season's done. So it's like, yeah, whatever. There's no more pressure. It's not like, oh, if we don't win, we're not making the playoffs. It's like, yeah, we're not making the playoffs. They know they're not making the playoffs, right? Like, they can't even pretend, like, oh, this can happen. And I guess if they won every game type thing and everyone else lost, you know, but I don't think anybody on the Seahawks thinks they're going to the playoffs. But like Pete Carroll said after the game, a win feels good no matter what time of the year it is, what it is. And maybe it gives them a little momentum moving forward. It was very deceptive, though. You know, Russell Wilson made some throws, but it wasn't like Seattle's offense was great. It was San Francisco did everything in their power to give the game away time and time again. Jimmy Garoppolo is a problem in the sense that he can't win a game for you. Right? So, is he the worst quarterback in the league? No. But is he going to win a game for you? No. Like, is it ever like, yeah, listen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, listen, we need 10 points here, man. Like, we need a touchdown. We need some points fast. Is he going to do it? No. He's going to throw an interception. Right? Like, let's be real. Like, when the 49ers just won games over the last few weeks, it wasn't because of Jimmy G. They're running the ball, and they're winning 40-10 and stuff. Right? Like, there's no pressure on him. As soon as, that's the best way I think of describing Jimmy. As soon as you need him to win you the game, it's not going to happen. And I know, ooh, they were without Debo Samuel. Whatever, it is what it is. It was a weird spot for San Francisco, and it was a good spot for Seattle, though. So I'm not going to tell you that the 49ers are done, because they're not done, right? The NFC is whack at the back end of this thing. But I'm going to tell you that you can't win with Jimmy G. And, you know, they're in a weird spot, the San Francisco 49ers, because they drafted Trey Lance third overall, but they're not playing him. And there's got to be a frustration here right now that they're not playing him. And I'm talking a frustration from ownership in the sense that if you look, Trevor Lawrence was drafted first overall. He's playing, right? He's playing. They're going through the growing pains. Does it suck? Yes, it sucks. It is what it is, right? He's playing. Zach Wilson, he's playing. For better or worse, he's playing. So at least they're finding out what you got, right? Trey Lance, like, you're not playing him because you're sort of, you know, you're in the playoffs. Yeah, you're in the playoffs, but you're really not a real contender. Like, you know what I mean? You can fool yourself like you are, but you're really not. So it's one of these weird deals where, I don't know, you might make the wild card or whatever, and you know what I mean? You got Jimmy G, and then you never play Trey Lance. And the reason they're not playing Trey Lance is because I think Shanahan knows. And I'm not saying Shanahan gets fired after this year, because he won't. But if they don't win next year, he will. And so will Lynch, I think. Like, basically, like the Ninership owner, like the ownership group's going to say, listen, we gave you guys everything. We signed everyone you wanted. You did all the trades that you wanted. You keep stockpiling talent all the time, but it doesn't result in anything. So like I said, I'm not saying this year. So I think Shanahan doesn't want to go to Trey Lance because he thinks Jimmy G gives him a better chance to win now. And Shanahan ain't thinking about the development of Trey Lance because he's thinking, screw Trey Lance, my development is real. I'm not going to be the coach here in 2 years. And I think Shanahan knows the same thing I do, right? I don't think they're going to fire him at the end of this year, but if they underachieve again next year, how many years in a row can we say that, oh, they had injuries? Guys, they've had one winning season in the last 5-6 years, the year they went to the Super Bowl. It seems like it's like every second freaking week we go through this with this team. It's like they win a couple of games against bad teams. They had the nice win against the Rams, and everyone else sucked that they beat. And then we all buy in. Oh, look, the Niners. And then it's like right back to where we started with the Niners again. It's like, wow, Jimmy G just, you know. Like anyone who watched the game today, it's a problem, man. You know what I mean? There was the two interceptions. There was like a near like five other picks. On the last drive of the game, the last play of the game, he just casually throws the ball on fourth down. They're on the goal line. They could have like tied the game. Pass gets batted at the line of scrimmage. And it's one of those deals, and I hate that. When you see a quarterback that throw, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of bad quarterbacks do this stuff. Like, bad quarterbacks do this stuff. Like, Daniel Jones does it, where it'll be like, he'll make a bunch of nice plays, he'll go all the way down the field, or on the 7-yard line or whatever, but it's like, all right, it's third and four, and he'll drop back, and the guy that they want to throw it to is covered. Yet he'll throw it anyways. You know what I mean? Because he's locked in. It's like he's decided his brain, oh, I'm going to do this no matter what. So it's the same thing with Jimmy today. It wasn't like they put their hands up. It was sort of like everyone's hands were already up, and he just threw it anyways. It was like, well, I didn't have a hope in hell. Like, you know what I mean? You need that split-second reaction of, okay, listen, this isn't going to work. I'm going to have to either back up or I'm going to have to roll out. Instead, he just did it, and oh, that's the game. It was, like, so anticlimactic to, like, end the game like that. And you could see the frustration on the sideline of everybody. And I'm not saying they were pointing fingers at it, but you could just see it's, like, it's got to be becoming a thing when these guys go out for drinks. You know what I'm saying? When they go out for drinks, they, yeah, listen, well, Jimmy's out banging his porn star girlfriends. And you know what I mean? We're the ones losing games here. Like I said, Jimmy, spend less, you know, less, watch less porn and break down more game tape. Maybe you'd be a better quarterback. It's ridiculous. Like I said, man, you've got jobs on the line and stuff. The 49ers spent a lot of money on a lot of players, and they're not getting results. And Shanahan's this big genius. And I'm not going to blame Shanahan, but I am going to blame Shanahan because you're the one that's deciding on this. So they're sort of in Nowheresville here, right? And you haven't developed Trey Lance at all. And oh, yeah, by the way, you haven't developed him at all. Right? He's barely played at all. So, and if you don't like him, then why'd you trade him? Why'd you draft him third overall then? It's one of the, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of, but put it this way. If you were Shanahan's boss and Lynch's boss, the way things are going right now, wouldn't you have questions about, like, why are we, you know, what's going on here? You know what I mean? Why are we always hurt, number one? Like, is it our strength thing? Like, what's going on? Everybody's always hurt on this team, all the time. So I'm getting tired of everybody being hurt all the time. Maybe we got the wrong guys, right? I don't know. Like, it's to the point, if I'm ownership, I'm starting to get pretty pissed off if I'm the Niners. Like, it's, you know what I mean, two steps, you know what I mean, forward, three steps back. They're like, they're just so back and forth and erratic, this team. And like I said, with the playoff picture, they're not, you know, they can make the playoffs, but does anyone really think they're a legitimate threat? So, and I'm not even going to say that the 49ers were the biggest disappointment today. They were my biggest disappointment. And you know what? It wasn't the Niners. It was the stupid total that got me in this game. I bet the under 23 in the first half. The Seahawks were 11-10-1 to the under coming into the game. And anyone who watched this game, we were live on the air during the game. Anyone who watched the damn game, guys, dude, the offense is sucked. I don't know how the hell they got to 53 points. I'll tell you how, because Jimmy G threw a million interceptions and turned it over. The Seattle Seahawks, there was a safety. He got sacked in the end zone for a safety. Seattle had like a 73-yard fake punt for a touchdown, like on the first series of the game, which you never see happen. It was a train wreck, and that's another thing. That's not Jimmy G's fault that you guys got caught and somehow Homer ran it like 80 yards. But, you know, they are, you know, they are who they are, man. They are who they are. I don't know what it is, but all the teams in California are flaky. They just are, right? They just are, which leads us into the next one in the Chargers. So the Chargers, so I think the biggest disappointment of the day today, the National Football League, like we can go through the good, the bad, and the ugly. All right, let's start off with the good. All right, the good was the Detroit Lions. Let's give them credit. The Detroit Lions win their first football game. And I'll tell you what, the Detroit Lions are 8-4 against the spread, guys. All right, I tell you this every week. And I was on the Lions again today as one of my best bets. The Lions are 8-4 ATS. Like, say what you will about, well, they won their first game. Yeah, all right. I don't know. I've been betting on them every week, and I'm making money with them every week. The Green Bay Packers are 10-2 ATS. Arizona are 9-3 ATS. The Dallas Cowboys are 9-3 ATS. The Detroit Lions are 8-4. Right there with the New England Patriots. Huh? Perception and reality. And this is what point spreads do, the equalizer. So look at that. You have Green Bay, Arizona, Dallas, New England, and Detroit, your best point spread teams. Nobody believes in them. I take them every week. So they finally won the game outright today. Jared Goff throws a touchdown pass with no time left on the clock. Dramatic, big comeback after they blew the lead late. It was a good on Lion fan. And what a weekend of football for in Michigan. But we'll get to that a little bit later on. So good for the Lions. That's the good. The bad.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Ahora en McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken Meal Deal o un $6 McDouble Meal Deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu Meal Deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Is San Francisco, and the ugly was the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals. I mean, these guys were down 24-0, man. And somehow the Bengals managed to lose twice today. You know what I mean? So you're down 24-0, and I tweeted during the game, and I said, if there's any team that can blow this 24-0 lead, it's the Chargers. Next thing you know, it's 24-22. Right? And then what do? And then you get blown out again.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Keep listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
This lady says I'm an artist.
You're an artist?
Your husband's work is what we call outsider art. It could be by a mental patient, or a hillbilly, or a chimpanzee.
Lightning and Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci, the pencil players, the hustlers, the people at Bus Slip, and everybody else in between. Babano will step up in a little bit later on. We'll talk a little CFL football. We'll get into the college football with Babano. Great Cup. The odds are set, actually. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and I'm pretty good because I made the number. I think FanDuel listened to me, actually, because we were on in-game live right after the Bombers won against the Riders. And Joe Ranieri said, what do you think the point spread will be in the Grey Cup? I said, Bombers minus 4.5. I said, Bombers minus 4 or 4.5. And it's 4.5. And it's 46.5. These games have been playing to the under for the most part. It's going to be epic next week. We'll be on live right here on SiriusXM 159 during the Grey Cup next week. We've got our anniversary show next Saturday. And I was thinking about, I don't know if I'll do the afternoon show. I'm going to be recovering from a big party, right? 20th anniversary of the radio show. First leg. But, you know, the Buffalo Bills play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers next Sunday. And it is the Grey Cup as well. So I'm just going to have to suck it up and quite frankly, do the show hungover. that's going to be the deal. I don't like, you know, during the season, I don't like drinking on Saturday nights. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? I want to be ready for the NFL. I want to be prepared, and, you know, I've got shows to do and stuff. So, you know, off-season during the NFL, I'm not on Sundays, right? I'm on Sunday nights only. So at least, you know, I can go it on the weekend or something like that. But next Saturday in Vancouver, we're having a party. We're going to be in like 6-7 cities when it's all said and done. Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal, Los Angeles, and New York and New Jersey. I don't know. We might do one at the, you know, one in New York City type thing at Versa. And then we might do like, we'll do another one, you know, the next day type thing in New Jersey at FanDuel or whatever. Spread it out. New York. So great. They named it twice. And we should be in, we're going to be in the Super Bowl. But we'll give you details about that for L.A. And we're going to be on Media Row. And I don't think that's open to the public, right? But one of the nights that we're in L.A., we'll definitely do a show. All the nights, actually. Because actually, all the nights. We're doing the TV show on Media Row. But at nighttime, I'm going to be doing Sports Rage somewhere else. So you can come down and visit us. One of the nights we'll designate as kind of a big party night. Maybe the Friday before the Super Bowl, but we're going to be there, you know, for most of the week, I believe. Stay tuned for details as far as that's concerned. So the good, the bad, the ugly. Detroit Lions, damn good. 8-4 ATS. They win the game outright, 29-27 over the Minnesota Vikings. Big loss for the Vikings. Not completely devastating, only because of the everybody's kind of average at the back end of this thing. But now the Vikings, and it's funny because the Steelers were in a must-win situation today. Their season was slipping away, right? And you're playing a division rival. They needed to win this game today, and they did. I thought they would do it for Big Ben, and Big Ben would find a way to get it done. And it's funny because I've been critical of Big Ben over the years. Listen, we all know he's a jerk, right? Like, you know, no one's ever really liked him. Like, his teammates have never really liked him. Like, he's always kind of been a phony, and I'm talking about around his team and in the football world and stuff. I told a story before, like, you know, the great Peter King, who SI.com now, you know, I don't know, and NBC, et cetera, Peter King. Peter King, like, told a story once about how he was doing, like, he did, like, a Hall of Fame quarterback special. And it was basically like a who's who. You know, John Elway, Dan Marino, Jim Kelly. You know, Joe Montana, there was basically like, you know, 6 or 7 of the greatest quarterbacks ever were in the room type of thing. And Ben Roethlisberger was there as a two-time Super Bowl champion. And Peter King said that for the entire time they were there, like, he couldn't get the other guys to shut up. Like, they were talking, they had to say, hey, we got to do this tape now, and we got to, you know what I mean? And they wouldn't shut up. Like, they were telling stories, hey, remember that game we played against each other, and hey, that and this, and they were all telling stories with each other and stuff. And he said the entire time Ben Roethlisberger was just sitting looking at his phone, and he looked up and he said, are we done yet? You imagine, like, you're hanging out with all these Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and that's why, like, Ben, you see him after, I want to thank God and my teammates and hallelujah, and it's like, yeah, whatever, bro, you're a big phony, right? We know you're a big phony. But I will say this, over the last couple of years, I find the disrespect to Ben Roethlisberger to be disrespectful. I don't think that Ben Roethlisberger, amongst younger fans, gets his due. And I guess this is a case, has he hung around too long? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think he's as bad as everyone makes him out to be now. Is it the end of the line? Yeah. I mean, he's getting there. It's like Eli Manning-ish, you know what I mean? Eli could have still played, but it's like you want to ask yourself, do you still want to? But I think younger fans and even older, whatever, just people don't appreciate. Listen, people are jackasses now, okay? I've never lived in a society, you know, I was born in 1970, so I have a pretty good experience of like different eras of society, 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, et cetera, into here. The biggest tool bags and jerks are now, like by far. Like society's never just been as stupid, narcissistic, and like negative, and oh, you know what I mean? People are just dumb. So Ben Roethlisberger is one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play the game, all right? Just point blank. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Ben Roethlisberger at his prime was a big game guy, one of those guys. It's like, I'll have you. Yeah, you could be my quarterback in a big game. Like, Ben Roethlisberger's a jerk, but a lot of quarterbacks are jerks. Whatever, who cares, right? I'm not marrying the guy. I don't care if he's a jerk. So, as far as being a quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger was amazing. And he's a two-time Super Bowl champion. I don't think people don't forget that. How many Super Bowls Aaron Rodgers won? One. Right? He's the greatest thing ever, though. I know he's the greatest thing ever of all time. Well, I don't know. I like guys that win. And Ben Roethlisberger is a winner. And the thing with Ben Roethlisberger is, I think a good analogy for Ben is now that Ben Roethlisberger is sort of like he's like a heavyweight champion boxer that's not the champion anymore. And he's sort of getting rocked a bit. He's Junior Dos Santos at the UFC. Like in his later years. You know what I mean? It's like, man, you used to be the best. And you mean, you had the best hands and you were like crazy. And oh, man, that was nuts. And it's like, why, you know, it's like, yeah, you can win, but you could also get knocked out, bro. Right? It's one of those, like, you know what I mean? Like, fighters at the end that aren't completely, like, tomato cans. You know what I mean? But they'll win a fight, then they'll get rocked, and they'll get murdered. And it's like, okay, think about retiring soon, huh? And then they win another couple of fights, and it fools them. No, I'm going to keep going. I'm on a three-fight win streak right now. It's like, bro, you were this close to retiring before, right? Don't fool yourself, right? You're going to get hurt soon. Right, it's one of those deals where I'm not saying Ben's going to get hurt, but he's hurting his legacy. But the thing is, it doesn't matter his legacy, right? And when I say his legacy, he's hurting his rep amongst whatever. Who cares? Which a bunch of losers on Twitter, right? Who cares? Bunch of jackasses online that never accomplished anything in their life. Who cares? Right? Ben Roethlisberger's a Hall of Famer. Like, point blank, case closed. So his legacy's like, his legacy's done. Like, he's a Hall of Famer, and it, you know what I mean? He's going right into the Hall of Fame. So, his legacy, but I do find it, like, people, the way they talk about him now. Oh, and Ben. I tell you, I was on the Pittsburgh Steelers today, and I cashed my ticket against old Lamar Jackson. I don't know who's the one who threw the interception in the end zone. Not Ben, Lamar did. Right? Like, the Pittsburgh Steelers, like, not everything is Big Ben Roethlisberger's fault. Right? When they don't win. Like anybody, if you pay attention, the Pittsburgh Steelers have a million injuries on the defensive side of the football, guys. Like they don't have like the roster they're supposed to have. Now, am I telling you that the Steelers would win the Super Bowl? No. But as I stated, this whole thing just about Ben sucks, Ben this, he's terrible, hang it up and blah, blah, blah. Shut the hell up. He'll hang him up when he's damn well ready to hang him up. As I stated, I'm not even a Ben Roethlisberger fan, but put some freaking respect on it, all right? The guy's a two-time Super Bowl champion, a hell of a competitor, one of the toughest quarterbacks ever to play in the National Football League. Very few people have taken a beating that this guy has taken over the years. This guy's had more plastic surgery and surgeries done to his body than Jenna Jameson and Lisa Ann combined, all right? And he's still out there. So as I stated, put some respect on his name. It's funny how we elevate some others who have won once, yet guys that win twice, huh? Like, put it this way. Like, Eli Manning won two Super Bowls. Eli Manning won two Super Bowls. Ben Roethlisberger is better than Eli Manning is. You know what I mean? Like, Eli Manning won two Super Bowls and was kind of average all the time. Right? He was kind of average. He was better than average, but you know what I mean. He wasn't like this, oh, he's amazing, and he won two Super Bowls. It's like, nah, he's kind of whatever. He won two Super Bowls, right? Like, it was one of those deals. And he did. And he beat Brady. Like, what are you going to say? Right? He beat Brady twice. So you can't take that away from him. But Ben Roethlisberger's won 13 games every year and 12 games and never had a losing season and all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we can, you know, it's just different. As I stated, Ben Roethlisberger, I think that's the best way of putting it. He's like a fighter, and people see him now, and he's a little slower and all that. And then younger people, oh, he sucks or whatever. It's like, yeah, listen, that guy is a multiple world champion, all right? And, you know, I think this is it, though. I think personally, because people said he should have retired after last year. I didn't buy that. I think this year is the graceful way to go out. It's the graceful way to go out. If you're Ben Roethlisberger, if you want to go out on a high, which you should, like you've had a hell of a career, this is it. You know, it's not like, oh, next year the Steelers are going to be amazing and I can win the Super Bowl. It's like, nah, they're going to be the same, bro, right? This is, you know what I mean? This is who you guys are. You're 500-ish type of team. And, you know, the ball's in your court right now. I tell you what, though, that tie against the Lions might save their ass. I know it sucked at the time for them, but it's better than a loss. So Harbaugh said he went for it because he didn't have any cornerbacks left. That's why he went for it, in case you're wondering if you're just joining us. I talked about it earlier because they could have tied the game and sent it to overtime, but he decided to go for the win. They went for two. They tried to throw the ball to Mark Andrews, and the Steelers did a good job of blowing it up, man. They got a really good pass rush on the play. They got to him like in a split second, man. Like, he snapped the ball, and it was like right away he had to throw it, and he threw it too hard. It was there. Andrews was open. If Lamar just takes a little bit off of that, Andrews can catch it. I don't blame Andrews, right? Andrews, like, reached out with one hand and tried to pull it in. Not everybody could be like Eric All and just, you know, bring in these one-handed catches like the great Eric All the Michigan Wolverines did last night. But the Bengals were the biggest disappointment today. And how many of you were buying into the Bengals this week? I did, and I should have known better. No, really. It's the one on me. Shame on me. A little slap in the face. Shame on me. I should have known better, man. Chargers coming off a bad. Bengals coming off a good. Both erratic. How is this going to play out? Man, it played out the way we should have known it was going to play out. 41-22. Herbert lit it up. And it's funny, remember we had the poll question last week, who do you want, Herbert or Burrow? Well, Herbert won the battle today. Mixon had a big fumble, and it was returned as they were coming back. Whatever, the Bengals, they're still learning. Listen, I'm not down on the Bengals. I think it was a disappointment today. But people elevate these young teams too quickly, too fast, about like being real contenders. It's a learning process. It's a process, Brandon.
Took you long enough to get here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Net. Sports talk right here. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Yes, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Our boy Ventra is in Jimmy G defense mode, saying that every quarterback throws interceptions. But the thing is, there's a difference between a quarterback that throws for like four touchdown passes and two picks like Brady, right? Like Brady will throw a couple of picks. He'll have a bad pick here. Sometimes you'll have two in a game type thing. It'll happen. But he'll also throw a bunch of touchdown passes. Jimmy G is just like an equalizer, right? He'll throw a touchdown, he'll fumble once, and he'll throw an interception. Or he'll throw two TDs, but then there'll be two picks, right? He's a front runner. If you're leading 30-10, yeah, he can hand a ball off and he can throw it to Kittle. And he did make some nice throws today. I'm not going to take that away from him. But he's a problem. I mean, if you're a Niner fan, you know. I don't know why Venture loves Jimmy G, because he's Italian, I think, so much. But if you're a Niner fan, you know it's a problem. Hell, I'm a Bills fan, and Josh Allen is a problem, okay? Like, we can all live in fantasy land and pretend everyone's good if you want, but whatever. I don't, right? Josh Allen is a problem, all right? So if Josh Allen is a problem, what's Jimmy G? Jimmy G sucks. That's what he is, all right? It's terrible. Let's just call it out for what it is. He's an average to mediocre quarterback that's way overpaid, and there's a reason why they drafted a quarterback third overall. If Jimmy G was so great, they wouldn't have drafted a quarterback third overall when they have other needs, right? They obviously think Jimmy G's not that good. We got to get a quarterback. And as I stated earlier, they're just in a panic now because Shanahan's ass is on the line if he doesn't win football games. So he doesn't want to go to the kid because he's trying to win games now, and he's not worried about developing Lance because he's not going to be there when Lance is developed. He's going to get fired. And as I stated earlier, I don't think he gets fired after this year, but he will after next year. You can't. They've had one winning season, guys. One winning season. Like, we can pretend all you want. I don't know if you love them. It's about winning games, man. And Jimmy G ain't winning enough games. They went to the Super Bowl once. Yeah, so did Matt Ryan and the Falcons. Where are they now? Where are the Panthers now? Who cares?
What is the winning edge? It's sports news you can use.
And you can only get it
right here.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.